With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The $10 billion-plus state budget proposal Governor Steve Bullock unveiled today includes raising taxes on tobacco, liquor, rental cars, and hotel rooms. Lawmakers in the Republican majority say tax increases aren't necessary. Corin Gates Carney reports.
Bullock is asking the legislature to approve additional spending in public education, reauthorize Medicaid expansion, and roll out a $290 million infrastructure package. The state is on the mend from a budget collapse over the last 2 years that resulted in sweeping cuts across state agencies and reduced services for people who receive public health care benefits. But Bullock says tax revenues have been growing and state finances are now back on track.
My top priority, and one that I hope is shared by the legislative branch, is to ensure a fiscally responsible budget. The budget challenges of the last year demonstrated the need to keep a strong ending fund balance so that the legislature's never forced to balance the budget on the backs of working Montanans.
Bullock is offering a series of tax increases to pay for his administration's priorities. Those target hotel rooms and rental cars, tobacco, liquor, and investment firms, and are expected to generate roughly $100 million for the state over the next 2 years. I'm Corin Gates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Republican leaders in both the House and Senate say they'd like to get through the legislative session with few or no new tax increases, and also pushed back against continuing Medicaid expansion, saying there are concerns that some people are unfairly taking advantage of the program. The fires raging in California and one continuing to smolder in Glacier National Park have managers in Whitefish thinking about how people in that town can prepare for the worst. Nikki Ouellette reports.
More than 70 people came to the Wildfire in the City Forum, hosted by Climate Smart Glacier Country, on Wednesday. Speakers showed old images and newspaper clippings detailing the area's historic burns, and city staff talked about the challenges Whitefish faces.
And I think about fire in Whitefish, fire at the edge of the city. We have serious issues.
City Councilor Richard Hildner talked about lessons he's pulling from Paradise, California, which was mostly destroyed by the campfire last week, and how Whitefish is also surrounded by dense forests with few options for emergency egress.
They had done an evacuation drill. The question I have, summertime population here is 18,000. Can we evacuate 18,000 people? That would be a stretch, because it took them 2 hours to go 16 miles. That's slow traffic.
Hildner asked attendees if Whitefish should consider regulating fire adaptive measures, like cleaning rain gutters, requiring people to build with fire resistant materials, or setting a mandatory date each spring to move firewood away from house sides. He says such ordinances smack of Big Brother, and ultimately, education, not regulation, will better protect neighborhoods in town and the wildland urban interface. Joe Page is Whitefish's fire chief.
Your home is the fuel. You have work to do. As a homeowner, you have work to do every year, every season.
Page encouraged attendees to join or create FireWise communities like the Whitefish Area Fire Safe Council. Bambi Goodman is a member.
Clean is what we're looking for. If you keep your property clean, you'll be a lot safer, as will your neighbor.
In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Two conservation groups say the federal government violated environmental laws by approving a Canadian company's plan to search for gold in key wildlife habitat in the Centennial Range in Idaho. The Idaho Conservation League and the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, in a lawsuit filed Tuesday, say the U.S. Forest Service needs to halt British Columbia-based Otis Gold Corporation's five-year mining exploration project in the Caribou-Targhee National Forest south of the Montana state line. The Forest Service in August approved the project that includes 10 miles of new roads and 140 drill stations. The conservation groups say the agency didn't do the necessary environmental review to determine how grizzly bears, Yellowstone cutthroat trout, and whitebark pine trees could be harmed. The U.S. Department of Justice, which represents the federal agencies in lawsuits, didn't immediately respond to an inquiry from the Associated Press today. A former Billings police officer who resigned after it was learned he had sex with a city employee at City Hall has lost his police certification. The Billings Gazette reported today that Paul LaMantia did not contest the October 1 decision. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.